for years. And then from there, inshallah, you can get your good also, inshallah, good advices. Then take this part of our highest elders, inshallah. Our highest elders, part of them, inshallah. We can benefit from it, inshallah. Keeping silent, inshallah, and we allow your mercy upon us.
Hazrat has been very, very close from his studying days, while he was studying to become a doctor in India with Hazrat Maulana Masroor Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Nawwarallah Marqadahu ala Khulis Qabr of Noor. And it is this barakah that he has learned so much and benefited so much, from which we learn how important it is to keep in the company of the pious and to benefit from them. Like how our pious elders will always say and advise us, it's easy to perform salah, but to bring good character, to have our dealings correct, to control our anger, all these things, to ensure we are not extravagant, etc. These are very, very important aspects of our lives. Like our pious elders say, Deen aayega ibadat ke raaste se, magar niklega muamalat ke raaste se. Deen will come into your life through ibadat. To perform your salah is easy, to make the tilawat is easy. But to have your dealings correct, that is very difficult. That can, through that, deen can come out of your life. A person can be performing his salah, but his dealings, he can be, he will not be correct in his dealings, he could be robbing, cheating, etc. So how important that tarbiyah be made. And when we look at Hazrat Maulana Masroor Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, how particular, what qualities and what things he would bring us to us and advise us. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had a few occasions that I had to go and sit with Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. You know, what we would take as minor today, but he taught us. When a letter would come to him from some person asking for advice, on that very same letter, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi would reply and say, no, don't waste taking another piece of paper. Use that same paper and then use it so that you don't waste. Just one example he would give. Then he would sometimes say, agar aman nahi hai to iman nahi. This word may sound small but are so deep, so small but so deep. If there is no peace in the home or in your family, there is no iman. Look at it, just look at how deep this sentence is, this word of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. If there is no aman, if there is no peace, there is no iman. Now we find today, when the brothers are fighting, or the sisters are fighting, or the family is fighting, then they are abusing one, they are insulting one, and that is showing that there is no iman. As the hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a Muslim, not a mu'min, a Muslim, is he from whom other Muslims are saved from his tongue and from his hands. So we can imagine that today, the fights, all this taking place, we realize that we need this tarbiyah. We need to come into the company of our pious elders. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to stress a great amount about controlling our anger. These qualities, these important factors. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Dr. Saab, Hafiz Saab, Dama Barakatim has spent a lot of time, inshallah. He will give us some nasiha. Thereafter, Hazrat will make dua, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
How much of time do I have? I'll leave it to you. I normally speak 25 minutes, maybe half an hour. If that is too much, if anybody wants to go at any time during the bayan, please feel free. There's no disrespect to me. You know your nizam. You know your responsibilities. You don't feel that I'm going to feel offense. Just get up and go. What I'm going to speak on tonight is nothing new. I'll speak on something which has some munasibat with the forthcoming Laylatul Qadr. 1972, April, May, June. It's the first time I met my husband, Rahmatullahi, before I started my medical course, and I stayed with him in Jalalabad for these few months, 2.5 months, in which time he made me do the Beheshti Seva, from cover to cover, including the small prints. 2.5 months. I did it under my late Ustad Hazrat Maulana Ismail Mehtar Sahib from Tonarat. Then I started the medical course. In September, I heard that he is making a safar to South India. I was studying in South India. I was in a place called Mangalore and he was coming to Bangalore. So I went over there. Word got around that he did very well. So it was Saturday night, Sunday morning. Made me read Maghrib Namaz and Fajr Namaz. I was a young college student at that time. We walked from the house to the masjid, and as we entered the masjid, he saw what I did. I folded my hands. That was Maghrib time. And when we left, he saw me that I put my shoes on and I unfolded my pants. Fajr time, he saw me doing the same thing. And after Fajr was his majlis. So after performing the Fajr Salah, I moved over to one side and he came forward and he faced me. I'm sitting next to him. He started off with his talk, praising me for how well I read, etc., etc. And then he said, कि ये जो उन्होंने किया कि मस्जिद में दाखिल होते हुए पैजामा को ऊंचा किया और निकलने के बाद नीचा कर लिया. That this what he did. When he comes into the masjid, he folds up his pants above his ankles. And when he goes out, he puts it down, again below the ankles. He says, for this, he will not get any sawab. Because his intention at the time of folding the pants up is to put it down when he goes. Therefore, although the namaz will be sahih, the guna of the pants being below the ankle will be there throughout. My purpose is not to give you the incident, my purpose is to give you an usul. My husband is very particular. He said, don't worry about furu'at, learn usuls. From there you can build up your own intention. इन्नमल अमल बिन्नियत. जो चाहा थे वो नियत यही थी कि फिर उतारूंगा. सो इन एक्चुअल फैक्ट द होल नमाज बिकॉज ऑफ द इंटेंशन इज रेड विद द पैंट्स डाउन बिलो द एंकल्स. At another time in Jalalabad, 6 months later, so when I went back there again in the holiday, I was asked to make this very nice samadhi. He's standing right behind me. And we are reading Salah in the outside, in the open under the skies. As the takbir is carrying on, he tells me, Pajama Uncha, fold your pants. I don't know what date I forgot because of my habit. My pants again were below the ankle. I'm a human being. I tell you, I felt such an offense. Why did he have to tell me now in front of everybody? He's disgracing me. You know, these thoughts coming into me. But anyway, I heard him and I folded my pants and read the namaz. Later on, I asked one of my friends who was standing next to her, and asked him, did you hear what Hazrat told? Said to me while the takbir was carrying on. He says, no. This was the kamal. He's telling me, he's standing behind me, he's telling me, but people next to him haven't heard. So I was thinking he disgraced me, but actually he kept my izzah. And if he did not tell me that, what about that particular namaz? It would have been with guna. Ajeeb. Anyway, coming back to the usools. Not only in the pants, in everything. We make tawbah. At the time of making tawbah, what is our intention? When I get the opportunity again? Same thing. So what tawbah kaha rahi? There is no tawbah in fact. Because tawbah means sincerely at the time of making tawbah, your firm intention never to go back to the guna. And yet, at the time of making tawbah, we still have this. Now I'll make zubani tawbah. If the mauka milega, then wahi ke wahi. One person came to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Said, ki, Hazrat, aap dua farmaye ke Allah Ta'ala mujhe sachi tawbah ki taufeeq de. Listen to the words. Make dua for me that Allah Ta'ala gives me tawfiq to make sachi tawbah. Sachi tawbah? Tawbah to tawbah hi hai. Sachi tawbah aur pakki tawbah? I think Allah Ta'ala is giving you tawfiq, is going to give you tawfiq for kachi tawbah. You blaming Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Aray tawbah to sachi dil se ho. Not sachi tawbah aur pakki tawbah. See, finer points, how we have to analyze ourselves. There is no such thing as Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq for kachi tawbah, it's always pakki. There is only tawbah, there is no such thing as kachi and pakki. Tawbah is tawbah. If we understand what is tawbah. The usul is this, our intention, as we say. Take the same example now again of folding up the bag. Every person walks in to the masjid, he folds up his bags as was the habit. My habit is the habit of many people today. This little amal shows that his knowledge is sahih. This little bit of action that we see in other people shows that his knowledge is sahih. Lekin, if he goes out and does the same thing again, it shows that who is amal is pakke. He is not firm in the amal. He knows that his namaz will not be accepted if his pants are above below the ankles. So one usul, another usul comes out from here. Ke bahar ki halat, andar ki halat ki shahadat de raha hai. Bahar ki halat, andar ki halat ki shahadat de raha hai. Ke the external is giving evidence of what lies
inside. Inside, we can't see. His knowledge is there, his knowledge is sahi. But there's no pakka irada. So from this little action, we get to know that his knowledge is sahi. But there's something that is amiss. किसी चीज की कमी है. How I learned this usul? Let me tell you this. It was 1991, 1 year before he passed away. I took from here, I heard that he was very weak. It's a long story, I will cut it very short. So I took some dabbas of Ensure. And he wouldn't take anything from anybody. There's one thing I'll just tell you in passing. As far as Buzruga Deen are concerned, you have to be acquainted with their mizaj. Otherwise you can't make their khidmat. Unki mizaj se waqif hona chahiye. It's only from those people that they take khidmat. My Hazrat was very, very particular, so nazuk in his mizaj. I'm not saying out of pride, but I say it out of shukr. Of all the persons who made his khidmat closely, probably I was the only one who came close to recognizing his mizaj. The year he passed away, in 1992, I was there for 2 months, September, October, and in November he passed away. After I left, in the middle of October, 2 weeks later I get a letter from one of his khadims. He writes, कि हजरत ने फरमाया कि आज तक यहाँ बहुत से खुद्दाम रहे हैं. अप टिल टुडे देयर आर वेरी मेनी पीपल हु मेड माय खिदमत बट नोबडी मेड माय खिदमत एज डॉक्टर हंसा साहब. आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू टेल यू मिजाज शनास. सो एनीवे आई टुक Ensure. एनीवन ऑफ यू टुक गिव हिम Ensure, ही विल नेवर टेक इट. If anybody else took it, you will never take it. In fact, that story is an Ajib story. So we had decided between us how many times a day I give it to him and how much in quantity. So one day before Asr, about half an hour before Asr Azan, I made the Ensure, made it nice and cold, because he liked something cold and sweet. I gave it to him. All the love and the father, he was not taking it. He looks at it, still not taking it. He says, बाहर की हालत अंदर की हालत की शहादत दे रहा है. द एक्सटर्नल इज गिविंग एविडेंस ऑफ व्हाट लाइफ इज. व्हाट इज इट ट्राइंग टू से? समझे जी नहीं. ही सेड इट अगेन कि बाहर की हालत अंदर की हालत की शहादत दे रहा है. नाउ आई एम वरी विच ऑफ माई एक्सटर्नल इज गिविंग एविडेंस ऑफ व्हाट लाइफ इन माई हार्ट. And perspiring. Then he said, he's giving me an usul, he's not analyzing me, he's giving me an usul. He says, aapke haath mein ye glass hai. Is glass ko paseena aa raha hai. Iska matlab ye hai ki andar mein koi thandi cheez hai.
अगर कोई गर्म चीज होती तो ऊपर से धुआं निकल रहा
है. इसे हाउ ब्यूटिफुली ही पुट्स इट, बट एन उसूल दैट देयर इज समथिंग व्हाट यू हैव इन योर हैंड इज अ ग्लास व्हिच इज perspiring, that was condensation, which showed that there is something cold inside. If there was something hot inside, there would be steam coming off of it. So the same way now, if anybody does anything, when he does this coming inside and does that way off, we know what lies inside. When a person comes into the masjid and reads namaz, scratching his head, putting his clothes right, for nothing. Scratching his beard. What we get to know? Bahar ki halat, andar ki halat ki shahadat de raha hai ki dil pe koi sukoon nahi. There is no sukoon inside the heart. If there was sukoon, he would have been aware that where he is standing, in front of whom he is standing, kaise khada hona chahiye. But that is not the case. So the external gives evidence. We're not making ghibah, but we are just, it's obvious. We don't have to remember, right? But certain times, certain external actions give evidence of what lies inside. Shall I tell you some more? This is something what you and I can see. I was sitting with him one day. When a few youngsters came and asked him to make dua, youngsters from outside somewhere, in shirt and pants, he's telling me, he's just telling softly, isn't he? Uttering, apne haaton se apni shahwat dur kar rahe hain. So these persons who are coming in, he's telling me about them, that they are in the habit of discharging the energy through their hands, masturbation. And then he's telling me, aankho se bhi maloom ho jata hai. Just through their eyes, you can see. That was one instance. Now, we can't go that far. We're talking of the Zubani. We can see something that we can't see. Okay? This Zubani is not a Zubani. Mala Umar Ji Sahib always said, when you go to a Buzruk, make lots of istighfar. Allah Ta'ala grant him maghfirah. Another time, few South Africans coming in after the holidays, I was sitting alone with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. South African students. They went to Bombay, they got no work in Bombay. No relatives to these people, had no villages where they can go to, like where we have Kathur and all these places. So these people went and came 2 days before the madrasa opened. They just entered, those people who know Majlis Khana, they just entered the door, they just lifted up the chick, the bamboo curtain, they walked up there, they haven't made salam or anything. Hazrat just looks at them and he says slowly, softly, ki Bombay jaakar apni shahwat ko door karke aaye hain. अपनी जवानी को खराब करके आए हैं. ऐसा नहीं है. इट्स नॉट फ्रॉम अ रेप. इट इज थ्रू साइंस दैट वी कैन सी समथिंग विच वी कांट सी. दिल की आंखों से देखते हैं और इस आंखों से नहीं. We think that we are safe behind our beard, behind our kurta, behind our pajamas, above our ankles.
सिर्फ अल्लाह ताला की सत्तारियत से अल्लाह ताला ने हमें महफूज रखा है, हमें इज्जत दी है, दे रखी है. ओनली थ्रू हिज एट्रीब्यूट ऑफ सत्तारियत. इफ दैट वाज नॉट देयर एवरीथिंग वुड हैव बीन लेड देयर. फिर तो कोई पूछता नहीं, नोबडी वुड इवन डेयर टू ओ बदर अबाउट लुकिंग एट योर अनदर थिंग. I said something that standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his house. I'll give you another example. Those people who know the Munni Wali Masjid where Hazrat used to read his namaz, what do you find next door to it? There's a shoulder length wall on this side, after that there's a house, same on this side and same on the back. And each house got a courtyard, and each courtyard got about two or three buffaloes. Wherever there are buffaloes, there must be cow dung. Wherever there are cow dung, there must be flies. Not one or two, but plenty of them. When we stand and read namaz, the flies are sitting on our noses and ears and everywhere and irritating us. Our hands are just moving this way, that way. I've never seen our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, in spite of the flies sitting on his nose and ear, ever in his namaz, waving away the flies. How much of awareness is there? Ki main kahan khada hoon, kiske saamne khada hoon? To understand this, you must understand one thing, that when a dignitary comes into a foreign land, they have what is called a parade. So he will walk through the soldiers who are standing straight. They are not even allowed to blink. So firm they are standing. Why? Because they know that certain important questions come. We don't even think that we are किसके सामने खड़े हैं. वे वी आर स्टैंडिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ हूम एंड कहाँ. व्हाइल आई एम टॉकिंग आई एम फार फ्रॉम इट टू वी स्टिल हैव टू लर्न. द मी शेयरिंग माय थॉट्स विद यू व्हाट आई हैव सीन. सो दिस शो अगेन द सेम उसूल. बाहर की हालत अंदर की हालत की शहादत दे रहा है कि पूरा ख्याल इस्तेहज़ार कि मैं कहाँ हूँ, किसके सामने. नॉट फॉर अ मोमेंट इज इन अ स्टेट ऑफ गफलत. सो आई स्टार्टेड ऑफ विद दैट वाक़िया अबाउट माय पुटिंग अप द पैंट्स एंड लोअरिंग इट एंड सेड इट इज विद द मुनासिबत of Laylatul Barat. Apply the same principle to everything else in our lives. We don't have, you see, for big things we can make Islam ourselves. We don't even need a sheikh for such things. Moti moti cheez ki to Islam khud kar sakte hain. It's for finer things that we need assistance. While I'm talking, never ever look at another person what he is doing. By looking at him, don't look down upon him. Because what Allah Ta'ala has given you will be given to him, and what is given to him will give to you. That we've seen so often. This is just for us to be aware. And where we have ta'alluqat, where we know our words can be accepted, make use of it. With shafqat, with muhabbat, not with ghazab. Just have a few points, let me just say.
Yeah, just to complete. 1972, I said, I had my first talu. 1974, I had to come back home to renew my passport. I bought some pants, 3 pants. I told my sister, who was elderly, with me, after discussing school, that please alter these pants for me so that they are above my ankles. So she said she can't do it because she can't bend down. She was highly pregnant. So she told me, okay, you get onto the table, wear the pants and get onto the table. So I wore the pants. This was about 5:15 in the evening. Wore the pants, got onto the table, and now she's sitting there on the chair and folding it and putting the pins so that she can cut it afterwards and sew it. Just then my father walks in from work. He said, Mukherjee, what are you doing? So my sister told him that this is what he's asked me to do, so I'm doing it. 2 days later, my father calls me inside the room in his bedroom. He said, Joe Ben, मेरी जाग ऊपर छे के नीचे छे सो थ्रू लुकिंग एट मी माय फादर नाउ मेड हिज इस्लाम विदाउट माय टेलिंग हिम अ वर्ड आई कम टू अनदर उसूल दिस अनदर ताली ही गिव मी दिस द सेम ट्रिप आई यूज्ड टू गो फॉर फजर नमाज आई यूज्ड टू गेट अप My mother used to open the door and go and come back. When I came back one day after 3-4 days, my father can't get it. The Fajr Namaz came. Money came in. From that day, he also started coming. He was always reading at home, but now he's coming for Fajr Namaz too. Because in the next week, I will not talk about it. It's been too long. Hazrat told me, gave me nasiha, because I used to get into problems with. Argument. People used to ask me questions because I was the only person that looked like a Muslim in the whole college. People used to ask me, both Muslims and non-Muslims used to ask me questions. And sometimes I used to argue. I used to tell her what's happening. He says, Sukoon, because your work is Amali Tabligh. This Amali Tabligh is so many examples that I give you a household example. اللہ ہم سب کو وقت پر یہ سب باتیں یاد کرنے کی یاد رکھنے کی توفیق سے نواز رہے ہر طرح سے اپنی حفاظت رکھے گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق سے نواز رہے ایمان میں مضبوطی اعمال میں استقامت آخری دم تک ایمان باقی کفار اور مشرکین کی شرارتوں اور ظالموں کے ظلم سے اور حسد سے موت کی پوری پوری تیاری کرتے رہنے کی توفیق قاسم نواز کے رہے خوشی خوشی رہنا ہو خوشی خوشی جانا ہو اصل دل تو ہمارا وہی ہے
اللهم اعنا على الشرك والشرك يا مصرف اللهم اعنا على الشرك والشرك ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الشك في الحق بعد اليقين اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الشك في الحق بعد اليقين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه